You're listening to the Capture Paranormal Podcast.
Greetings and welcome to Capture Paranormal Investigations Paranerd Talk. On this episode, we're going to be discussing psychics and mediums. So we have Bryce, we got Nikki, we have Kevin, and we have John. Mike's on the camera there. So I guess we'll just get started here. What's everybody's thoughts on psychics and mediums, and has anybody here actually encountered one or visited one? Or?
Go, Bryce.
Go. Yeah. You know you're waiting. Go.
Feel the vibrations here.
I'll go last because this will probably all take right, we'll up most
we'll
of them.
Right. I'll go first.
We'll bypass Bryce here.
Okay, Nikki, so I'm Nikki. The girl. So yes, guiltily, I have gone to psychics. I've actually just went to a medium in February. And she actually, I'm really kind of torn on this because, you know, you do see some people and, you know, you have the psychic fairs and stuff like that and, you know, get very generalized and easy peasy, but then you get some that are truly like, how could you possibly know? So I believe that there are people that can see the future and that have that kind of deja vu kind of thing like that, but it's a very, very fine line. But it's very interesting, and I would really love to be able to sit down and actually talk with a psychic, and from a psychiatric standpoint, so just in case nobody knows. So I do have a history of psychiatric nursing for the last 15 years. So that really kind of interests me in the aspect of, you know, with being able to hear voices and stuff like that. So to hear the psychic's point of view and what they kind of experience is, I would love to be able to do that. But guiltily, I've just gone and paid and
I would love to be able to go to a psychic and ask them where my dead brother's inheritance is.
Okay. Well, have I got a girl for you? No, we'll talk later.
Yeah. You ever been to a psychic or medium?
Not personally. No, I've never paid anybody to read me or do a reading for me. I've had readings done for me, done by a couple of people, a couple of friends. For the most part, they were pretty spot on. It was cold reading. Like, it wasn't just pulling numbers out of a hat or anything like that. It was definitely cold reading. I know what that is. I know how to spot it. But there's one, maybe two that I know personally that, I didn't tell them anything and they knew everything. But the problem with that is that the world of Google and the internet is a wonderful thing. Anybody can look up anything on anyone. So,
it could be like a John Edward.
Or
does your mother's name start with an S?
No, yeah. How about a T?
Yeah. I'm hearing M.
Yeah. No,
M? Is it M?
It wasn't that bad. It was definitely digging, though. And because I didn't pay anything, I played into them. Why not? Like, it was at a psychic fair. I was, it was a ghost conference thing in Niagara that I've done a few times. And I was a guest, and I didn't pay anything to be there. And they asked me if I wanted a free reading, and sure, why not? And I played along, and people paid for them, though. And if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I think it's all to make your self-worth feel better. That maybe you're taking the right direction, like, because I know I've talked to a couple, and like, what's the number one question people always ask? It's either money, job, or family. That's what everybody wants to know. Mm-hmm. Am I going to get this job I'm going for? Am I going to be poor forever? Or are my kids going to grow up and be healthy and financially sound and whatever? Like, those are the three. It's not like, what's going to happen tomorrow? Like,
and of course, they're not going to say your kids are going to wind up on the street as drug addicts.
Yeah, no. They're going to say, oh, I
and
see
if they have, I want to meet that one.
Yeah,
exactly.
And by the time those kids have grown up and either been successful or have gone the route of a drug dealer or in jail or not alive anymore, that psychic is long gone.
Yes.
So it's not like, it's much like what we do. We don't charge because it's not a proven fact that ghosts exist or spirits exist or whatever. It's.
And my question is too, is honestly, if you're a psychic and you know how many psychics, why are you not winning the lotteries?
Exactly.
See, I've asked mediums and psychics that, and they're like, well, we don't use it for personal gain or to.
But
have
you're charging money anyway to make it as a listing as a personal gain. So use it once and.
I have no problem with people that charge money to.
Oh, I don't either.
Like if like it's there are some people that do have very strong feelings about. If it's $20, whatever.
Like, it's a service.
This person.
It's entertainment.
This person is either A, coming to you, or you're going to them and taking their time to do something that you would like. So if like, okay, I'll do it for $20. I've seen people charge way more than that, and
like hundreds.
Hundreds of dollars.
Now, do you think they're legit though, or are they just using it kind of negatively as personal gain?
I find the legit ones are the ones that either
don't charge
or charge very little. Like, pay for my gas. Like, if I got to travel to you, give me $20 because I got to travel an hour to come to you. 2 hours round trip. So, all right, give you my gas money. Kind of what we do. If people offer us $50 for our troubles to come out 3 hours out of our way, okay, I will take your money and I will send you a picture or a receipt of that I just put it into gas. That I didn't go and blow it on whatever. Like, on, I don't know. Something not what it was meant for. Mm-hmm. Like that's I've done that in the past, but people that charge thousands, because there are people that charge thousands of dollars to do this, and I don't think they're as genuine. I think they've let the money go to their head, and there's like if people will pay me for this, then I'll just excuse my language, I'll just bullshit my way through it.
Yes,
and they'll believe me, and they'll just fork money over to me.
And I've seen both my psychics listen to me.
Oh my god!
my one psychic, which I won't name names, I've honestly been seeing her for years, and she still has not changed her $40, and she is bang on. And then the lady that I just saw in February, and she charges I think like $190, and you know she's just as good.
What?
But you know, and she's immediate, and you know for what the you know from what I saw, kind of thing like that. You know it. To me was just as much the same, and you know I would go back to my 40 just because she's just the sweetest little lady who, you know, I swear just does it just because she wants to make people happy. Like she legitimately just is just the sweetest little lady that doesn't have a whole lot, and she just all day just does these readings. And you know, and then this other lady is just 190, and she's doing the whole little like the psychic medium, like that Long Island psychic. So she does like the whole production
And the cold reading, and I'm seeing somebody in your life with blue eyes.
No, she's
green eyes.
No, she actually was able to kind of describe a whole like this lady's living room and everything else, and say, okay, the ring is here, and the woman went home and went, holy. It was there kind of thing. So she is good. I won't doubt that. But you know, and she can charge it, I guess. And I guess that's kind of one of the things, too, is like with any services that, you know, you can have somebody that'll do this service for this amount, or you have somebody to do this service for this amount. Well, if you're going to get that money, why not?
See, there's people out there that have a very strong intuition. It's like a Sherlock Holmes level of intuition where they can look at somebody and they can pick out what kind of lifestyle they lead, if one or both parents are still alive, how many siblings they have, just by looking at you, how you carry yourself, how you talk, how you dress. And a lot of those people wind up becoming like police officers and detectives and stuff like that. And some of them I find tend to gravitate more towards like the psychic medium, where they may not be able to explain it themselves where this comes from, but it's just that deep intuition that they can read somebody. I have come across, while doing this, come across hundreds of people who claim to be psychics, mediums, that they have abilities. I've only ever encountered maybe two or three people that have said things that have just blown me away.
John, I know you know somebody kind of in this field, right?
Yeah, I've dealt with a few people that are psychic mediums. Over the years, and I mean, before I got into, or just as the beginning, I got into paranormal. I did meet a lady who was a psychic medium, and it was interesting. I mean, she was pretty accurate. you know, and it was totally straight up cold. I mean, I was just, you know, I have an issue, and she started talking about certain things, and she had information that obviously nobody, that she would not be able to obtain normally. There's no way to know the information that she came back with, but, you know, I'm still kind of on the fence on them, personally.
I think a good example would be at this ghost conference that I went to. That was, so M's five, so it's like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, I guess. And I went to a couple. They were there just kind of, like I had one over here beside me and one over here. And so I just, you know, I just wander around, introduced myself. It's like, oh, do you want a reading? It's like, sure, why not? This sounds like fun. I'd never had it done before. And so one did sand. One had a sand reader. So she put like these gems or something in the sand and then drew this S and then had a little rake or something. Like, it was very bizarre to me. Like, I'm like, what is this doing? Like, why are you doing this? She's like, well, the sand tells me that this is going to be this, and then this part of the sand on this direction tells me where your life is going to go, and this is going to be... I'm like, just tell me what I... Like, just fill me up with something positive or something. And then so she's like, okay. So she takes my hands and puts it over, feels the energy from my hand in the sand, and like, it was quite a production. And I think she charged, like, about $50. Mm-hmm. And this was... So it's probably up to about $100 now, or whatever, inflation rate. But everything she said has not come true. And it was free. Like, yeah. I didn't pay anything. It was only about 5 minutes. Like, she's like...
Imagine if you paid $100 for
that. Oh, I know, right? Like, so she's got my hand over this, feeling my aura and the energy, and she's just got my hand like this. And she's like, you're married. Well, yeah, I've got a ring on my finger. Of course I'm married.
That doesn't take intuition. Yes.
You wear glasses.
Yeah, it's like, yes, I am married.
You have poor vision.
She's like, you're trying to have kids. I said, well, yes, of course we are. And she's like, you're having troubles. I said, well, yeah, at the time we were. And she's like, oh, everything will work out in the end. And I see you're going to be blessed with 3 children. I have 2. And... They're going to be boys, both boys, and one will have blue eyes and one will have brown hair. I'm like, I have a boy and a girl now. And they said the boy will be this name. And like, no, that's not the name I chose for myself. So like, everything that she told me. And she's like, you work for a big corporation. I said, well, at the time I worked for Ford Motor Company. I'm like, well, I suppose I'm just a drone on a line building the car. And she's like, you're going to retire from that job. Yeah, that plant closed 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I work at Walmart.
Early retirement.
Yeah, it was unexpected retirement. Like, that's, like, it was, but it
And then,
was,
even going back to the, you work for a big corporation, how many thousands of people work for a big corporation?
Like, I work for a big corporation now. I work for Walmart. Like, that's, it was very general questions.
Yeah.
And every medium that I went to that ghost conference 3 years in a row. And every medium that I went to said I was going to have 3 kids, all boys. I'm going to keep my job until I'm retired. And none of it came true. And it's not like I'm sitting there like, oh, man, the psychics really blew that. Like, I knew, like, that someday I would have children. We never said we'd have 3. We always said we'd have 2. If we were ever blessed with 2, that was it. Like, that's... Cause, God, I can imagine having more than at 42 years old.
Yeah.
But it's not like it was like, oh, man, those lousy mediums. They didn't predict my future properly. It's like it was fun. Like, especially with the sand and the gems, and there was people with bones and bags, and they were rattling them and throwing them down. It was like voodoo, and I was like, this is... But people were totally buying into it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that put a lot of...
I know.
A lot of faith and a lot of stock in a lot of that stuff. And it's interesting to see how much people actually,
truly
believe in it.
There was another lady there that was doing psychic drawings. And it was like your spirit guide. And every picture looked exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit different, like in the eye, but the eyes, the nose, the mouth, like the kind of general features of it, everything looked the same. Even like Lorraine sitting there with me, she's like, how much is she charging for that? I'm like, this is like $150.
Wow.
For this scribbling and like this kind of chalk drawing. And she's like, they all look the same. I'm like, I'm probably, but people are totally buying into it. And that lady was booked all day at $150 a pitcher.
Yeah. Well, why do you think that is? Do you think people just have something that, you know, something that they need to fill?
Well, see how you see a psychic, right? Yeah, like, does it make you feel better?
I think it just kind of more is just that, I guess, maybe that somebody else knows that I might not feel like I'm on track, so maybe somebody can kind of let me know maybe I am on track, or, you know,
Is it just more reassuring?
I think so. Yeah. You know, to be honest, I really think it is, because, you know, she's always, you know, my big thing, too, was I going to graduate from my bachelor's, and, you know, eventually she says, you know, you're going to have a little blurt, but she goes, you will get it done, but just 6 months after you were, and literally 6 months, it was 6 months after, so... It's one of the things. I personally go for kind of a little bit of the reassurance, make sure my life's kind of going. And I guess one thing, too, is I needed a little bit of closure on the other. So I needed to talk to the medium, just have a little bit of closure on something. I gave it to me.
Does that make you feel better than, I wouldn't say better, or more reassuring than, say, pouring your heart out to your mother?
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, no, like a best friend or something like a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, because I think, and it goes along with psychiatry too, is that because it's somebody impartial, so it's somebody that I don't know. So of course my mom's going to tell me that everything's going to be okay, or my best friend's going to tell me that everything's going to be okay.
Because they want to see the best for you.
Exactly. You know, where that psychic has no idea, nor does she care, and she's going to sit there and say, yeah, you know what, sweetheart, I told you that guy was an idiot, but you still continue to stay, or, you know, those kind of things, or, you know what, you knew you were going to, you know, have those issues, and, you know, but you will finish that school kind of thing. So, I don't know. I'll let you know in a couple months when I go back and see her again. So, you chose the wrong one to have her in this one.
Well, I believe in a couple that I know that, like, this fella gave a friend of mine a reading that, like, she told me about it, and it just, like, completely floored her. Just an example is, he said to her, did you do something to your shoulder? Like, my shoulder's starting to hurt already. Like, something just happened. Like, no, I didn't do anything. And it's like, and he just kept going like this. He's like, my shoulder, like, right here is like, throbbing. She's like, no, I'm fine. And so they did the reading, and she called her mom. And right around that time, her mom hit her shoulder on a cabinet. Hmm. Like, how would he know that?
Yeah.
Like, and it was the exact same spot, like, in the kind of... in the rotator cuff kind of area, and she like really hit it hard enough, like where it bruised, and that's what he could feel that through her. I don't know, and like that just like how can you possibly know something like that?
Yeah. I think the legit ones are the one like you don't need all the smoke and mirrors and the, you know, the sand, and, you know, not dissing the sand person or anything, but, you know, it's supposed to be that added sense, like that sixth sense or something like that. So you shouldn't need all those other things. Like if it's something that's coming to you, via your brain or whatever, then I don't see why you need all these other little channels
Thinking, like, how do you come up with these ideas to use sand and,
exactly,
and rocks and
exactly
crystal,
because
light.
Both of the ones I go to, they don't even use tarot cards. It's just literally, sitting here having a conversation, and that's it. And right. they can. So I don't, you know, maybe we should go and do a little study and just ask them.
Yes.
What does
You think of it that way, too. Do you think there will ever be something that, say, some scientific evidence that you could get to prove somebody has psychic abilities or... Mm-hmm. You know,
well, yeah,
some type of scan or
that's the whole James Randi Foundation thing where he would invite
the
people. Million Dollar Challenge, where he would invite people who claimed to have psychic abilities to come on to the show and be able to prove to him under his set of circumstances, like Yuri Geller went on there with his spoon bending thing. And James Randi gave him his own set of spoons. It's like, you're not using the ones you brought. You're using mine.
Yeah.
Bend these ones. And he couldn't, so.
I mean, just see, like on an MRI, a CT scan or something, and just see, like, you know, a psychic, and when that ability is kicking in, and when they're doing a reading, what the difference, you know, compared to a normal brain and a regular brain, like on a scientific standpoint, how that, you know.
But the people who have that spooky ability are so few and far between And the people that I know that do have that spooky ability, the couple that I know, don't want that attention. Mm-hmm. My family has a history of having spooky abilities. I don't claim to have any myself, but my great grandmother was the type where she knew. She had, but she wouldn't advertise it. She didn't do any reading. She didn't do any of that. It was just, you know, it was kind of a nuisance to her to be able to see spirits walking through the house, or be able to hear people, or even be able to like do readings on people. She wouldn't do it, but she knew that she could. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the kind of people they I don't think they would want to subject themselves to it, because, you know, to them it's.
But wouldn't you want to know, just like with anything else, like you would think you would want to know kind of what, you know, what possibly could cause this, what could help in the research of it and help kind of prove, mm-hmm. you know, like, because I, no offense, but I'm sure, like, if you're having nonstop chatter in your brain or people kind of popping by and visiting you or whatever, you'd want a break.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
So at some point in life, I'd be like, okay, you know what? Enough is enough. Let's try and figure something out. Let's get a little bit of research going on here, and let's figure out, you know, because cops are using it, and, mm-hmm. you know, for investigations and stuff like that in cold case. So there's obviously something that is, you know, proven enough that it's legit enough that, you know, people are using it to find stuff. And there is enough people out there that are, you know,
although that
people away, but
that can be rather dangerous on its own with the police using it. There was a case, and she was actually, I forget who the medium was, but she was on like Maury Povich or something like that, and she was telling the parents that, you know, your daughters are dead, I see them.
Pretty sure that was Sylvia Brown.
That's who I was thinking it was. I see her in water, and she's drowned and whatever, and it turned out she was alive, and she was still being held captive, and... But, well, yeah, you know, everybody makes mistakes, but every single high-profile reading that she did was way off. Mm. But she was one of those high-profile, you know...
That's the one with all the books, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's that other one that talks about the Mandela Effect. I forget her name. I don't know if you know about the Mandela Effect. Have you?
I know about the Mandela Effect. I don't know. Psychic you're referring to, though.
Yeah, she's a ghost hunter or a psychic, or I don't know exactly what her claim to fame is, but she was the one who started that Mandela effect. that's where
it's like shifting dimensions.
Yeah, people are convinced that Nelson Mandela died in 1985 in prison, and when they found out that he was released from prison, became the first black president of South Africa, they were like, well, no, that can't be, because he's dead. And so then she came up with this whole thing about how the universe shifts.
And the Berenstain Bears. The Berenstain Bears.
Yes, the Berenstain and Berenstain Bears and Fruit Loops. Yeah, exactly. You start going down that rabbit hole, and it's just
was
like...
Was it Sinbad in Shazam or something?
Yeah, exactly. When it was actually Shaquille O'Neal in Kazam.
Yeah.
So what are our thoughts on using psychics as a tool on investigations? Like, is that something that, you know, like we... Is this not a good topic to...
it's...
Like, do you think that they should be doing investigations? Like, doing paranormal investigations?
I don't see why not.
They can do whatever they
want.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think it contributes, like, is it a positive contribution?
Well, we have seen, like you've seen, and Mike has seen, when you went to that place in Sparta. Mm-hmm. When the medium was there, it was hopping. Mm-hmm. Like, there was weird stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But when we went back, it was as quiet as a church. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just... Like I'm all pumped up because you're like saying like, oh, the piano was giving off EMF, and like it doesn't, like, it's not plugged in, it's just sitting in the middle of a barn, this organ.
That was the first time we went out, right?
Yeah, like, you just went in the daytime.
Yeah.
And you said like the knife like fell from the wall, like
yeah. So upon further investigation of that particular psychic, it has been discovered, and I have to be very careful what I say, but psychic
ability... It's a real heat off this, aren't we?
It is, but that particular person is unrefined. And working with them later, it was basically being able to figure out that, yes, that they were unrefined, and that a lot of the claims for previous cases, that particular one, was kind of manifested by that individual, and kind of created by that individual.
Okay.
So...
So you're saying that the house in Sparta was not? Because there was
things that were there.
Yeah.
But to the degree of the claims of that individual psychic, they weren't as bad as that individual was claiming.
So what I'm kind of getting to is that using the medium in that case actually hurt it. Because you guys went out there and said, oh my God, like the things were falling and EMFs were going off. I'm like, all right, sweet. We're going to go out there and we're going to catch like the demonic pit of hell coming out of the basement. And we went there and it was just dead. Man, what a bummer. And that's happened before with other cases where a medium's involved. Not from us, but like the homeowner has contacted the medium.
Mm-hmm.
And the medium's like, I see 12 spirits in here and there's a demon that lives in your basement. And it's like, okay, then we got to go in and try and disprove that. And
that's
we
happened
go,
recently where
well, yeah,
we like, to a residential and they've had a medium or whoever come in and say, well, there's a demon in your barn, and if you don't go down and pray to them and bow down to
the demon,
you're going to have problems.
And telling the children that.
Telling
too.
The children that.
Yeah.
And
so
then we have to go in and kind of clean up.
But yeah. at that point, like if a medium's gone in and said that this is here and this is here and the devil's sitting on a swing in your basement, we're defeated before we even go in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that. Because
if we go in and say, well, there's nothing here, they're not going to say, oh, okay, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, like, sweet, no, thanks. Oh, that's a relief.
Said,
like, no,
this person said there's a demon in my bed here.
It's like, well, I've had this medium here three times, and they say the same thing all three times.
No.
Like, well, okay, then. But then it comes to the point where, okay, we didn't find anything. You submit that to the homeowner. And then they keep contacting you.
Yes,
and then,
because the mediums told me.
Yeah,
because
it's like, oh, those guys didn't get rid of anything. It's like, well, we never claimed we were going to get rid of anything.
Yeah.
We didn't find anything.
That's one thing we don't
no.
like provide in investigations. We never say we're going to get rid of something.
No.
We're there to gather the evidence.
That's point.
The main point. Exactly. And we're there to, like, in a scientific aspect... You have something going on in your house. We're there to either figure out what it is scientifically, like through EMF or whatever. Or if there is something legitimately going on there, we're not getting rid of it. We are gathering the evidence that something paranormal is going on so that it can be reviewed and other people who do this can look at this and go, oh, okay, well... We understand now why this is happening, or whatever.
The clock radio beside your head while you sleep at night is giving off crazy amounts of EMF.
Exactly.
Hence why you're having crazy dreams. And
exactly. Now, actually, to go back, talking about the psychics going into the houses, I was just thinking about the one in London. I think it was one of the first investigations that you and I did together. One of my favorite that I love talking about, the case of the haunted Bible, where the client had, she said that she was an atheist. She didn't believe in ghosts or anything. But ever since she brought this Bible into her house, which was from the early 19th century, I think it was like the date on it was like 1815 or something like that.
Yeah.
she brought that into the house, and all this weird stuff started happening. She had a medium come into the house, and the medium was possessed as soon as she went into the basement. And another medium said that she refused to go there because it was
I think biblical. The second medium wouldn't step into the door.
Yeah.
Because as soon as she got greeted at the door, she left.
Yeah, because if she entered, it would be catastrophic on biblical proportions. Yeah. And we had a medium with us who was one of those where I had great respect for her, that she was able to say things that were, that no way that she could have known that. It was beyond that intuition, like I said, that some people are able to pick up on. And she heard about this, and she's like, oh, you know, if I go in there, it's going to be a catastrophic biblical proportion. I'm there. And, you know, we go into the basement and find that the basement is just flooded with EMF. Mm-hmm. And that's where the medium went into the room and was possessed. Well, you know, she was hit by an extremely high level of EMF. So she probably felt that EMF wave hit her and interpreted that as being a spirit hitting her, a spirit attacking her. And then the medium that we were with when we were upstairs with the Bible was kicking off EMF on its own. Couldn't explain that. I'm reading the names because the lady had written down, the original owner of the Bible back in the 1800s had written down the names of her husband and all their children and their wives and children and everything. I'm reading all those and the EMF is just flick, 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 flick. And then the medium that was with us said, like when we got to the end, she said, they're gone now. And the EMF detector just dropped to zero right at that point. And we got a really cool EVP that was don't speak, and everything just went quiet from that point on. So
anybody have kind of final thoughts on psychics or mediums or?
Well, I have no problem with them. Like I know numerous, like through Facebook and through the Coast Conference, and I still talk to them to this day, and we've worked with some in the past, and some have come and gone, and like what we do is we gather evidence of what's going on in someone's house or business or building or whatever the case may be. If a client, be it a business owner, homeowner, whoever it is, if they're like, I want this gone, like, well, I don't have anything to prove that there's anything here. Mm-hmm. But if that homeowner or that person says, I can still feel it, there's something here, I need it gone, all right, then I'll contact somebody that can, because I can't do that. None of us can do that. Mm-hmm. And I've put people into contact with the couple people that I know, and they take over from there. And I'll contact them maybe about a month later. It's like, did so and so get a hold of you, or is everything going okay? Yeah, everything's good. She's come in. She's cleansed the house. She's did, and everything's great. Perfect. That's if that person has done their service. And I always ask they don't charge unless they give a donation or whatever. Mm-hmm. If the person wants to give that person money, that's fine. But if it puts that homeowner's mind at ease, great. Like I'm not going to say that this person can tell the future or will, if that's, even if it's just someone to, for a shoulder to cry on or to just let it all out. And if that person makes them feel better, then great. Like that's, if I personally have no problems with them. The people I have problems with are the ones that charge way too much money. Yes. For a service that's not proven. It'd be like us charging hundreds and thousands of dollars to come in and give you a service that in the end will probably yield nothing. So like I pay to have my car fixed, it gets fixed, I give the money and it's all good. I'm not gonna charge you $500, come in, run my recorders and my video and give you nothing.
Yeah.
Like that's, you can't do that.
And it's a shame that the Canadian Criminal Code removed the pretending to practice witchcraft from the criminal code.
Was that recently they did that?
That was recently. That was last year or two that they removed that. And a lot of people thought that, you know, it's a joke, that's still in there, pretending to practice witchcraft. But it was in there to protect people from charlatans. Like, there was the last person charged with it was somebody in Toronto had charged a grieving father $50,000 to be able to help his daughter's spirit ascend.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So he got charged with pretending to practice witchcraft. And that's what I felt that law was there for, not for the, you know, burn the witch at the stake or whatever.
Might have originally been on there because of that, but
yeah, exactly. But the modern updated interpretation of it. But I guess now you could, instead of pretending to practice witchcraft, you could turn around and charge them with fraud. It's like,
yeah,
you know, prove that you actually moved this daughter's spirit into the afterlife. Where's your physical proof that this has happened? So yeah, that's why I think, you know, don't ever pay for a psychic, or don't pay an exorbitant fee for a psychic. Paying $20 or
40 or 190.
40 or 190. You know,
looking at you.
Hey, my $40, man.
Whatever. If that comes back to that, if it makes you feel better,
yes,
great. Like, yes. If that's what you want to do.
How much would you pay a psychiatrist?
Well, yeah.
For that time.
Exactly. And honestly, I get more satisfaction with the psychic than I would the psychiatrist.
No. Well, exactly. The psychiatrist is just going to write you a prescription and send you on your way. Here's some...
No, and you know what? I think, too, with me, I just have this little bit of emotional connection with her now. I think, mm-hmm. too, because I've seen her for so many years and because she, you know, doesn't really have a whole lot. So to me, I'm just like, you know, I feel like I'm kind of supporting her.
Yeah.
And her livelihood and just, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think what it all comes down to, like with what we talked earlier about the apps and everything, all the technology, is you can't dismiss what that person does because look what we do. We talk to walls in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. in the dark.
Like, true.
You can't say, well, that's a bunch of bull because that guy's charging money over there, or that guy's doing that. But you guys are cool because you sit in the middle of the room and do nothing but talk to walls.
Yeah.
Like, you can't... You have to look at what we all do.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole bunch of different... There's a whole bunch of ghost groups. There's a whole bunch of ghost hunter groups. There's a whole bunch of mediums. A whole bunch of psychics. We're all doing it for the same thing. Mm-hmm. Is to find that piece of evidence or to help a certain individual or family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't... Discord, like, and Bigfoot and UFOs and Loch Ness Monster, whatever. You can't discriminate one group to the next group, to the next group, to the next group. Like, you can't. That's the way I always look at it. You mm-hmm. have to have a broad, open mind to everything. Because in the end, look what we do for fun. We either pay to go into a huge building.
Yes.
10, 8, 12 hours away in the middle of the United States or in Canada. To sit and talk to walls and hopefully get poked in the back or have nothing happen to us.
In the end, it's all about, for residential, it's all about helping the client.
Mm-hmm.
And if the client is fine with us going in and doing our investigation using our tools and saying, you know, there's nothing here, or, you know, we believe that it's EMF that's causing the problem and or whatever, and they're fine with that and that's happy and they're able to move on with their lives happily with that, that's great. If they need that kind of spiritual guidance of having a medium come and talk to them and help guide them, that's great too. Because in the end, it's about people being comfortable in their own homes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so cool. Again, I guess going back to that, you know, feeling that satisfaction or just, again, yeah, just
right,
helping.
Yeah.
All right, so. Perfect. Awesome. That wraps up this episode.
Do you have anything else to add, Jonathan? You're so quiet next
Jonathan
to me.
Jonathan was kind of quiet.
All right. Jonathan's all right. All right. Just
cool. Well, just if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and like the videos and check out our other stuff. YouTube.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Yep, like, share, and subscribe. YouTube.com/CaptureParanormal, which we just finally got over the 100 hump there. So we have YouTube.com/CaptureParanormal now. Check us out, CaptureParanormal.com. We have links on there for our Facebook. Participate in the next poll. Keep an eye out for that, for the next Paranerd Talk poll. You can find that on our Facebook.com/CaptureParanormal. I'm not sure what we're going to have up there yet, but head over to Facebook.com/CaptureParanormal and keep an eye out for the next Paranerd Talk poll. And we want to thank everybody for watching. Subscribe.
If you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, make sure to subscribe and like us, give us a review on there, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. For more information on Capture Paranormal, visit captureparanormal.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the Capture Paranormal podcast.